Hello, welcome back everybody. It's been a long break since we had our last Dvar Musar. Be'ezer Hashem, now I hope to continue where we left off in Derech Hashem. We're going to just repeat the last Dvar Musar we gave, which was the beginning of the third chapter. And hopefully as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, we'll switch over from Derech Hashem to learn a little bit of the Ramchal's Pirush on Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. He has, it's a short Pirush, but it's very deep, obviously, and he goes through an overview of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. So closer to Rosh Hashanah, we'll start learning that. But now let's start again, section 2, chapter 3, in Derech Hashem. So now we will discuss the challenge that faces us in this world and what our job is. We've already explained that every person was placed in this world in order to make a choice between good and evil, in order to choose good. There are many, many components to good and just as many to evil. Every good character trait is a function of good, and every bad character trait is a function of evil. Gaiva is a function of evil. Humility is a function of good. Mercy, rachmanis, is a component of good, and cruelty, achzarius, belongs to evil. Being satisfied with what you have, a sameach b'chalkai, is a function of good, of taiv. And jealousy, kina, is obviously the domain of ra, of evil. Hashem, in his great wisdom, not only created the different aspects of good and evil, but enabled these choices to be made in this world as well. Meaning that in order that each of these different aspects should be available for choosing, it necessitates that situations arise which place the choice before us. And the situation that gives us that test must fit the person. It should be tailor-made, as it is, for every single person, their particular nisayon, their particular test, and it gives us the ability to choose one midah versus another midah. For example, if there would be no distribution of wealth, if everybody would have equal amounts of money, there would be no poor people and wealthy people. In that reality, there would be no opportunity to either have mercy or to be the opposite, indifferent, unfeeling. Now that this is not the case, so every time a poor and rich person come together, there's a test. There's a test for the rich person. Will he have mercy and help the poor person or not? How will he help the poor person? In what way? Will he do it happily? Will he do it b'sevar panim yafis or not? How will he make the poor person feel? Likewise, the poor person will be tested. Will he be happy with what he has and thank Hashem for it? Will he accept the situation that he's in? Or will he resent his poverty? The rich person will also be challenged with haughtiness, with gaiva. Will he feel elite and better than the poor person? Will he feel entitled? And will his wealth cause him to become totally consumed with this world to the point that he forgets what he's here for? He forgets Avodas Hashem. Or will he be humble? Will he be an anav and submit himself before Hashem and give up all the foolishness of this world, all the hevel, in the place of Torah mitzvahs? Hashem divided up these many forms of tests and nisyonos between all people. Hashem, in his wisdom, we don't know how Hashem decides this and what is the reason, but he gives some people certain tests and choices and gives others different ones. We don't know why one person's rich and one person's not. One person's has certain talents and other people have others. Every human being has a specific calling, clearly. A job to do, which is his mission, and the tests he'll be faced with, and the Yetzirah he will have to wrestle with, is perfectly suited to what his mission is. He'll be judged by Hashem according to the task which has been assigned to him in every single aspect of it, with extreme attention to every detail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tailor-made it, and he knows exactly what to expect. He can judge. As a king has many servants, and the task that the king wants accomplished is delegated among them, each one serving different purpose, so Hashem divided the various tests and trials of this world between us. Between all of us, we'll complete and perfect what Hashem wants from this world. Each of us is responsible for the part given to us, And according to how successful we are at fulfilling our purpose is exactly how Hashem will judge us. How Hashem determines which job is for who and exactly what that mission is something which is beyond human comprehension. Only Hashem in His ultimate wisdom has the capability of assigning and designing these tasks and missions for each individual according to his strengths and abilities.